In the few seconds it took for Draco to move to the next room, Mother had already put the fire down. Her outfit was impeccable. There was not a hair out of place on her head, and her eyes were clear and hard. But for all that, there was a feeling of great exhaustion, as if she had only crossed the past 48 hours with the assistance of copious amounts of tea, and only held herself up with the force of an iron will. But that was just how Mother looked after a visit to her sister's. For a very long time, Draco only knew that his Aunt Bella had done a bad thing, a very bad thing. Later, he found out that she'd committed murder, 3 murders, in fact, with her husband and brother-in-law in tow. Later still, he came to understand that she had quite likely flicked the spark that had ignited the war. Draco didn't hold it against her. He couldn't possibly. That frail body, that skeleton that muttered and murmured and sometimes mistook him for his own father. There were times that Aunt Bella didn't respond to anything. Just looked out her window at the dandelion garden or the winged horses beyond it. And there were times that she talked with him as if she herself were still a Hogwarts student. Besides, if the amnesty held for one, then it held for all. The political crimes had all been forgiven, and the past had been rolled up like a scroll and stowed away. Aunt Bella was slowly getting better, or so said Mother and Aunt Andy. It could be that he had never seen what was there in the beginning, but it felt to Draco like a new person was growing there, holding together the fragments of the old Bella like an osteopulp might hold together its chassis of bones. Draco had never made this observation to anyone who might hear it. He didn't know how his mother and aunt would take it, or what good it would do to anyone, and whether he said it or not, thought it or not, Aunt Bella would either recover or not.